We're having a quick class in preparation of Shivasar B'Tammuz. The 17th of Tammuz is actually on Shabbat, and so the fast day gets pushed off to Sunday. On Shivasar B'Tammuz, Moshe came off the mountain, found the Jewish people doing the golden calf, and broke the tablets. In the days of the first temple, that was when they stopped bringing the steady sacrifice on Shivasar B'Tammuz. And in the second temple period, this is when the walls of Jerusalem were breached. There was a wicked king, Apustamus, who burnt the Torah, and an idol was put into the holy, into the Heichal. So these are five things that happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz. We fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz, and all the fasts other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are permitted to wash oneself, to anoint oneself, to wear shoes, to be intimate with one's wife. That's permissible on all the fasts other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av rabbinically, Yom Kippur biblically. And on all the fasts other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the fast begins in the morning at daybreak, which is 72 or 90 minutes prior to the sunrise. Meaning on Motzei Shabbat, we are permitted to eat and drink. So the fast day begins, in our case, Sunday morning, 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise. Shivasar B'Tammuz is the starting point of 3 weeks that lead up to Tisha B'Av, and later on we'll discuss the customs that primarily Ashkenazim have during these 3 weeks. but Shivasar B'Tammuz is a fast day. So that means we mourn the past, think about it, and try to learn our lesson to better our present and build a better future. So we're supposed to, on a fast day, take time for introspection. Ashkenazim have piyutim, which I think they say in the Beit Midrash here. We have certain lamentations which discuss our dire strait and how our behavior brought us to this destruction, and we're supposed to learn from that. How we're supposed to better ourselves in the present time. So part of the fast day is you're supposed to become a better person. Part of the fast day, a person is supposed to give charity to help the poor have food. The person himself isn't eating. He's supposed to arouse within himself the sense of what it's like not to have ample food. But the main point on a fast day is you're supposed to not eat. If a person is going to fast, but then spend the day going to the zoo, or walking around, or smoking, or sitting on the internet, then technically they've observed the fast day, they've observed their obligation, but they've missed on the spirit of the fast day. A person should not be spending the day waiting for it to pass. Who is supposed to fast? Generally, everyone's supposed to fast. But if someone is ill, if someone is in bed because they're ill, or a person is taking antibiotics, or a woman is pregnant or nursing, or a person is very old and it's dangerous for their heart, the second a person reaches a point where they're ill, it doesn't have to be that they're that ill that it's life-threatening, but if they are ill, so then a person doesn't fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Now, diabetics should not fast. Diabetics, it's questionable whether they should even fast Yom Kippur. Most diabetics, our recommendation is they should not fast on Yom Kippur. People who are taking psychiatric medication should not fast. We never know how that's going to interact. Even on Yom Kippur, it's questionable whether a person who's taking psychiatric medication can fast. Tisha B'Av, a person can ask the question. All the other fasts, our assumption is that it's pretty clear that the interaction is not good. So a person should not be fasting on the other fasts. If a person has to break their fast for whatever reason, if it's not obvious to everyone, like a woman who's pregnant, everyone can see she's pregnant. But if they can't see she's pregnant, she's in her first trimester, or she's carrying skinny, so then a person should not eat in public. if a person has to break their fast, not everyone knows they're diabetic, so you have to eat and drink on this day, fine, do it privately. Everyone else is fasting. A person who is not fasting should not go up to the Torah, should not get an aliyah, and should, at mincha, if they're a kohen, they should not tochen, they should not do the blessing of kohanim, and should not be chazen, because the chazen is going to say, please, Hashem, answer us on our fast day. If he's not fasting, so then he would say, on this fast day, not our fast day. Aneinu Hashem, if a person's not fasting for whatever reason, then the way they should say it is, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu b'yom ha-tzom hazeh, on this fast day, not on b'yom tzom taniteinu, on our fast day. There is a blessing printed in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which a person should ideally say at mincha of the fast day. And that blessing, if you look at the very end of your Shmoneh Esrei, so it says, may it be your will, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, that today I have fasted, and therefore my blood and my fats have been diminished. And in the days of the temple, a person could offer a sacrifice, and you would offer the blood and the fats on the altar. May it be your will that the blood and fats that have been diminished in me on this day that I fasted should be considered as though I offered an offering before you, and so I should find favor in your eyes. This prayer is actually in the Talmud and in the Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't know it exists. So look at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, you'll see that prayer. If you fasted on the day, you should say that. Furthermore, Ashkenazim have the custom that at Mincha, in the Shmoneh Esrei, in the blessing of Shema Kolenu, we add a prayer, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu b'yom tzom ta'aniteinu. Hashem, please answer us on this fast day. Again, someone who isn't fasting wouldn't say on our fast day, but rather on this fast day. B'yom ha'tzom hazeh, this fast day, as opposed to yom tzom ta'aniteinu, on our fast day. Many Sfardim say that prayer in the morning as well, in Shacharit also. Ashkenazim do not. We take out a Sefer Torah at Mincha, and we read three aliyot about Moshe Rabbeinu asking for forgiveness on behalf of the Jewish people, and Hashem forgiving. Ashkenazim add a haftarah. Ashkenazim add the haftarah from Yeshaya, from the prophet Isaiah. Tirshu Hashem b'imatzeo. Seek out Hashem when he makes himself available. Kira'u b'yoto karov. Call out to him as he's close to you. Ya'azov rasha darko v'yishav en machshevotav. A wicked person should leave his ways, and a sinful person should leave his sinful thoughts. V'yashov el Hashem, return to Hashem v'irachameyu. Hashem will have mercy over him. V'el Elokeinu, return to our God, ki arbe lislach. Because Hashem has so much compassion and desire to forgive. And so we read this prophecy about how Hashem is waiting for us, and a person should never lose hope of teshuvah. That we're concluding the fast day with this idea, Al Yomar HaSaris, a person who's a eunuch, who's been castrated, shouldn't say, Hei nani etz yavesh, I'm a dry stick. No, Hashem says, everyone has a capacity to be in my home. I want everyone here, and everyone knows they have a future and a chance. And so that's the encouraging haftarah we read, as Ashkenazim, on the mincha of the fast day. There is a custom in Jerusalem, which I have not seen in many places, but in some yeshivot, people have this custom, the Jerusalem custom, that on mincha of the fast day, they don their tefillin and talit. They daven with talit and tefillin. On Tisha B'Av, everyone does it, but on every other fast day, so it's a Jerusalem custom, those who could. I don't know if you should do that. If you're in the yeshiva, they don't do that. In other places, they do that. Here, I'm not aware that they do that. Okay, any questions? Yes?
Is Isaiah 55?
I don't remember. Gotta look it up. I don't remember.
Oh, the one C.
I don't know. Gotta look it up. Any other questions? Yes?
What about children? Do they have to fast? And if yes, which age?
Children don't fast. When children are close to the age of 13, depending on their health, so then they delay their meal by an hour or two. When children are old enough to appreciate what we're mourning over, then we encourage them not to eat sweets on this day, to eat what they have to, but not to make a party out of it on the fast days that are sad fast days. Yom Kippur is a different deal. But on the sad fast days, when a child is of age, that they can appreciate what we're fasting over. So then we would encourage them to partake of the fast in that regard. There's a Yekish custom, which I think many people also have adopted, and that is that the final three fasts before a person's bar mitzvah, before they come of age, then they fast. That too is on condition that they're strong enough for it. The Talmud actually discusses this question, at what age a child should start fasting. And the Talmud basically says you have to pay close attention before a child is close to their bar mitzvah. Age 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy. They have to be really healthy before you start delaying their meal. Before you say, look, you usually eat at 7 in the morning, we'll eat at 8, at 9. Again, you have to gauge your child's health. And our assumption, at least the last 100 years, is that children are very affected by a fast, and we're not quick to allow a child to delay their meals. Kids will sometimes say, yeah, there are many days where I skip breakfast. I have no problem delaying my meal by 3 hours. Okay. Every parent has to see what's 100% safe for their kid. In Israel, where it's very hot, you also have to factor how much did they drink before the fast. Where are they going to be during the fast? And that's true for everyone. It's not a day to go hiking on Masada. It's not a day to work out in the sun. You're fasting, so figure out how you could stay in a cool environment. And what's very important that people often forget is that it's not only about hydrating oneself prior to the fast, but what's very important is after the fast, the next 24 hours, to rehydrate oneself, to drink and drink and rehydrate the system. More questions?
Yes.
Yes.
I was going through my schedule here, find out to move on to building my question. Tammuz will fall on Sunday. I mean, it is going to postpone to Sunday. Now, if it was I should say, usually, if it does not fall, or if it is not postponed, then during the mincha, before the fast day, you have to make a declaration, as you have said, Rabbi.
The mincha prior to the fast, the idea of declaring a fast prior to the fast is when one will accept upon oneself a personal fast. When it's a fast that all of Am Yisrael does, so then a person does not have to declare on the mincha beforehand, I'm accepting upon myself a fast tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. The assumption is, it's built in, everyone's fasting tomorrow.
Answer the question. Thanks.
Excuse me, I didn't exactly understand when it begins and when it ends.
The fast begins when the day begins, which is what's called Alot HaShachar, the beginning of the night's passing, which we assume is either 72 minutes before sunrise or 90 minutes before sunrise. Those are two opinions when Alot HaShachar is. And the fast ends when three small stars come out, which is what we call Tzeita Kochavim, which is in the range here in Israel. The assumption is it's somewhere around 22, 25 minutes after sunset. That's in Israel at this time of year. It depends the time of year. It depends on the location. I don't remember what country you're from, but
I live in Germany.
So I don't know in Germany what your altitude is, what your...
It will be, okay.
So three small stars. Yes. More questions? We mentioned that pregnant women or nursing women don't fast Shivas or Batamas. And we also mentioned that diabetics don't fast. Okay.